SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States seizing an Iranian cargo vessel near the Strait of Hormuz, attempting to get around the blockades. Iran calls it an act of piracy against Washington and says it will soon respond. It is the first interception since the naval blockade began last week. In the meantime, President Trump again threatening Iran over taking a deal as he sends a team overseas for another round of talks in Pakistan.
President Trump sending Vice President J.D. Vance and a team of negotiators back to Pakistan Monday for round two of peace talks with Iran.
We have very good conversations going on. It's working out very well.
Also accusing the country of violating the ceasefire agreement by firing on ships in the Strait of Hormuz.
They got a little cute, as they have been doing for 47 years. Nobody ever took them on. We took them on.
Meanwhile, ships remain unable to transit the critical Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post Sunday, Trump threatening to destroy infrastructure in Iran if it doesn't take the deal. He says the U.S. is going to knock out every single power plant and every single bridge in Iran. I'm Julie Walker.
Utah Supreme Court Justice Diana Hagan facing an investigation.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox, Senate President J. Stewart Adams, and Utah House Speaker Mike Schultz are looking into a complaint that was submitted late last year about Hagan's conduct with an attorney who was arguing the redistricting case before the high court. Hagan's ex-husband alleged she was having an inappropriate relationship with David Raymond, who was representing plaintiffs in a lawsuit concerning Utah's redistricting maps. Hagan recused herself from the redistricting case when it returned to the state Supreme Court last September, citing close friendships with Raymond and another attorney who was a shareholder in the firm where Raymond works. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And he says that issue continues to heat up. This is SRN News. Is artificial intelligence good or bad? Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The answer appears to be both, at least according to Christians. A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 66% of believers think that AI is improving their lives, but 57% also think the new technology is a threat. It might seem counterintuitive, but the Barna survey indicates that young people, the ones most likely to embrace AI, are also the ones most likely to believe that it's dangerous. Michael Harrington reporting.
State of Florida wants to improve young people's understanding of the Holocaust in an effort to stem the rising tide of anti-Semitism around the nation. Recent poll finds among Gen Z and millennials in Florida, nearly two-thirds of them say they were unaware that some 6 million Jews had been murdered during the Holocaust in World War II. This is SRN News. Just about the time you thought you'd heard of everything, along comes this story. Just who can beat the world record holder for the half marathon? It may surprise you, but correspondent Donna Warder says it's a robot.
It's a humanoid robot with legs about 37 inches on a racetrack running a half marathon. At the race in Beijing, the robot, using autonomous navigation, ran the 13-mile race in 50 minutes, 25 seconds, the human record about 57 minutes. Zhao Didu, test development engineer at Honor, the Chinese smartphone company that made the robot, says from the very beginning of the design, our robot was modeled on outstanding human athletes. Another robot operated by remote control was even faster, completing a half marathon at 48 minutes, 19 seconds. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com.